So the scenario I set up was a tornado cut through Manchester just south of the fairgrounds for a Wednesday night at the fair, and they had damages, they had artificial injuries, things like that. So we had plenty to discuss, they had plenty of things to do, but the tornado had caused damages in other areas of the community, so they had to do it by themselves. You know, our response agencies all had to go to where the worst damages were. So they were going to have to be self-sufficient or demonstrate self-sufficiency for about 45 minutes until we can get some outside groups in here to help them. And we'd scheduled an hour and a half for the exercise, and we had to shut it down at about 2.5 hours. And I think we could have talked for another hour or two. It was very good. It was all good. I think it was kind of an eye-opener for them. And then, lo and behold, here we are last summer. Same exact scenario, the Wednesday night, Christian music night. We've got a tornado on the ground. Well, actually, two tornadoes on the ground on the south side of Manchester. Did their plan work? Yeah, for the most part, it was very good. Was there a couple things that I think they tweaked this year on it? Yeah. But that's why we have these discussions. You know, we try and get this stuff out in front, so when it does happen, you know, we've got an idea how we're going to react and what we need to do.